An intriguing new rock band has just come out with its second compact disc. Chico Science and Nassau Zumbi produce an enormous sound filled with influences from all over the map, including Recife, Brazil, where the band is from. Dezan McLean has a review.
If you were an artist in Brazil in the 1920s, you probably would have subscribed to a journal called the Cannibalist Review. No, it wasn't a manual of recipes for people eaters. It was the manifesto of Brazil's lively modernist avant-garde. These Brazilian artists were struggling to establish their identity in a world that took its cultural cues from European centers of power like Paris and London. The Brazilians wanted to be original, not to follow or imitate, so they decided to model themselves, metaphorically that is, after the natives of Brazil's Amazon interior. They called themselves the Cannibalists because their mission was to gobble up the rest of the world's culture and, by eating and digesting it, make that culture Brazilian. 75 years later, the Cannibalist Manifesto lives on in a wonderful new rock and roll band from Recife, Brazil, Chico Science and Nassau Zumbi.
Aonde pra trás se falava em bandidos, aonde pra trás se falava em solução, aonde pra trás se falava em progresso, aonde pra trás que eu via a televisão. Não tinha medo da perna cabeluda. Viu do olho verde, fazia sexo com seu alicate. Galegando qualquer, não tinha medo da perna cabeluda.
Usually in rock and roll, and especially if you're a rock critic, you can summarize what any band sounds like in a word or two by describing it in terms of other bands. But Chico Science and Nassau Zumbi can't be pigeonholed this way. On their debut CD, Da Lama ao Caos, or From Mud to Chaos, they play some slamming rock guitar, but it's layered over the pounding rhythms of Recife's annual street carnival. Three enormous African drums banging out a relentless beat called maracatu. And lead singer Chico Science clearly has consumed a lot of hip-hop, but his raps sound completely different because he phrases to Brazilian rhythms like the maracatu and, of course, the samba. That refrain, mange, 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 is Chico Science's rallying cry. At concerts, excited Brazilian fans, mostly 20-somethings, jump up and down, chanting it until they drop. Mange means mangrove swamp, the muddy morass upon which the band's home city of Recife in northeast Brazil was built as a sugar and slave port in the 1600s. In its video, the band appears first in the form of mud crabs rising out of the Recife swamps, guitars and drums in their claws. What does this all mean? When I met him in Brazil, I asked Chico Science, and he explained that the mud of the swamp is a metaphor for the mixed cultural and racial influences of Recife. He says that he sees his band as kind of a satellite dish antenna perched on the city's swamp, an advanced technology picking up signals from the world, yet planted firmly in the street life and the traditions of Brazil's fourth largest city and one of its poorest. In their hometown, Chico Science and band are local heroes for their politics as much as their music. They aren't privileged college kids, they come from the streets, and their lyrics criticize Brazil's entrenched culture of poverty and condemn the murders of homeless children by Brazilian police, while praising revolutionaries and visionaries.
Viva Zapata! Viva Sandino! Viva Zumbi! Antônio Conselheiro! Todos os Panteras Negras! Lampião, sua imagem e semelhança! Eu tenho certeza, eles também cantaram um dia!
They've only been around since 1993, but already there's a whole new rock movement around Chico Science and Nassau Zumbi. Today there are a half dozen or more bands playing what's now called Mangue Beat. But outside of Brazil's northeast, the group struggles for recognition just like any indie band here in the States. The big pop radio stations in Rio and Sao Paulo won't play Chico Science because they say they're not commercial enough. So the band members decided to pack up their mud, their crabs, and their antenna and take their act to the US and Europe. This summer, I caught up with them at a show in New York, and they gave me an advance of their new CD. It's called Afro Cyberdelia, and it sounds like the crabs from Recife have been munching on some new musical delicacies like rave and acid house. Listening to Chico Science, I catch myself every now and then thinking I'm on familiar ground. After all, what could be more born in the USA than cranking metal guitars and funky grooves? But then the carnival drums kick in, the tempo shifts into maracatu or samba, and that territory I thought I knew suddenly turns into an uncharted Amazon. Yes, the cannibalists were right. It is possible to absorb outside influences, yet stay true to your roots. Although I doubt that the Brazilian intellectuals of the 20s could ever have imagined anything like this, Maracatu Atomico, I'm sure they would have listened, gotten it, and maybe even changed the name of their movement from Cannibalist to Chico Science.
The band is Chico Science and Nassau Zumbi from Brazil. Dezanne McLean writes about music for the New York Times and The Village Voice.